You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 7 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday, May the 4th. Last night, the Republican presidential candidates had their first debate at the Ronald Reagan Library. I'll be talking with a guest coming up in just a few minutes who says even the Gipper can't get those candidates out from underneath President Bush's shadow. We'll wonder if you agree or not, and we'll talk about what was said last night in the first GOP presidential candidate debate, and we'll welcome your thoughts and questions in just a few minutes. But first, a few minutes with Wisconsin Public Radio's Cheryl Gasser. Hello again, Cheryl.
Good morning, Joy.
We have a new goal for this second day of our spring pledge drive, $2,000 to raise this hour in listener contributions.
1-800-383-9772. That is the number to call to make your pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. Any level is welcome. The amount is up to you. Take a minute to think about how much you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, how often you use the service, and what is in your budget. And then make that call, make that pledge. 1-800-383-9772. We want to reach that goal of $2,000 because, Joy, the sooner we reach our overall goal, the sooner the pledge drive ends.
That's right. We will end this pledge drive as soon as the overall goal is reached. It was $275,000, a little more than $203,000 to go. And as soon as we reach that total, the pledge drive ends. It might be this weekend. It might be Monday. Who knows exactly? But the sooner we reach it with your help, the sooner we end it. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. In fact, Cheryl, I think we have it planned out that this pledge drive will end on Wednesday unless we reach the goal before Wednesday. So it could be that your call will help us reach that goal a whole lot sooner.
1-800-383-9772. What is Wisconsin Public Radio worth to you? Could you consider a dollar a day? It's $30 a month, and you can pay for it all at once. You can put it on a credit card or electronic funds transfer monthly. A lot of people are doing the electronic funds transfer. It's so simple and easy. I pay a lot of my bills that way, and it just comes out of your checking account. You know, you see that it's there, you realize that it's been paid, and you don't have to think about it. You know, you take care of it once, and then again, we make it as simple and as easy as we possibly can for you to contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772. Let's hear those phones ring. You can be the next call.
And we are not giving away books or CDs or other prizes or premiums. We call them premiums. This is a premium free drive. So all of your contribution will go directly to the programming and the operations of Wisconsin Public Radio and not to purchase or mail out some special gift. We do continue to have the automatic benefit at the $10 a month level, which is the member benefit card, a $120 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio or more, and automatically you get the member benefit card, which entitles you to 2-for-1 entrees at a bunch of restaurants around the regions, the state, the Midwest, and some cultural attraction admissions and things like that.
As well as online shopping discounts. Mm-hmm. Again, the member benefit card coming your way for a pledge of $10 or more a month. Whatever level is in your budget, that's what we're asking for. It's up to you. It's completely up to you. The important thing is not how much you give, but that you give, that you become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772. Pledge online, WPR.org. We cover politics, the media, the economy, your health, environmental issues. Joy has it all for you here. It's a real mix of topics, not only every week, but every morning, 3 hours a day. Not many talk show hosts do 3 hours a day and do it as well as Joy does. The variety of guests, the topics, the chance to call in and talk with them, be part of the show, part of the conversation, to challenge, to agree, to ask questions, to further the discussion. What is that worth to you? What is Wisconsin Public Radio worth to you? 1-800-383-9772.
We did fall short of our goal in our first hour, and I was sorry to see that, because yesterday we met all of our goals and a really strong, great start to the pledge drive with a very strong showing of listener support, making all the goals. And so it's kind of disappointing when you miss a goal, because you sort of take it a little bit personally, like, why aren't people contributing to the extent that my bosses think they should be contributing? And, you know, is it something that I did? Is it something I said? Is it something about the programming that you don't like? Well, I hope that's not the case, because yesterday you came through gangbusters. Today, though, is a new day, and it is still important that we stay on track and meet these hourly goals if we're going to make that overall goal at all. 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or WPR.org.
And we have heard this hour from our first contributor. Thank you so much for your support. Now, how about you? I know a lot of times people listen to the pledge drives and think, they're not talking to me. They're talking to my neighbor or the person down the street, the person in the next city. But no, we are talking to you. You're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening during a pledge drive. You are a public radio fan, perhaps a Joy Cardine junkie. You love politics and news, current events. And we are asking you to go to the phone now and make that pledge of support. 1-800-383-9772. This is a busy time of the morning for a lot of people, but the pledge is so quick. It's so easy. It takes 3 or 4 minutes, and you're on your way, having done your part to keep Wisconsin Public Radio strong.
I did get an email this morning, Cheryl, and I was just mentioning it to you before we went on the air. And I'm going to bring it up now, because it was an email from somebody who was upset that we were going to have on a guest who was going to be critical of President Bush, and was presumably going to be casting a critical eye at the GOP candidates who debated for the first time last night. And he said, you're just so left-leaning. You never talk to any conservative guests. I've been listening for the past 2 weeks, and I looked at your program notes for the past 2 weeks, and I see zero conservatives that you have talked to on this program. Well, he missed a whole bunch of conservatives that we talked to on this program. We do indeed strive to bring you a wide variety of perspectives, views from the left and views from the right and views in between, from activists and advocates and analysts and experts. We do go out of our way to count even how many, we had a Republican talking about that issue. Now let's get on a Democrat, or vice versa, or maybe a Libertarian, or maybe a Green. We really do look for all sides of issues and try as much as possible to be as balanced as possible in the viewpoints that you get. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Pledge because you want to hear a variety of viewpoints and because you appreciate the wide range of perspectives that you do hear on this program and all of the programs that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio.
1-800-383-9772, the number to call. Our goal this hour, $2,000. We want to reach that goal. We want to exceed that goal. Stay on track for this pledge drive. The average pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, right around $120 a year, $10 a month, and at that level again, the member benefit card coming your way, 2-for-1 entrees at over 250 restaurants around the state, 2-for-1 admission to museums and symphonies, arts and cultural events, and online shopping discounts that can pay for your pledge if you use it a few times a month. Our way of saying thank you to you, but we know that what you're pledging for is the quality programming, the guests, the wonderful job Joy does hosting this show every weekday morning. Call in with your pledge of support now.
Do it because you do really appreciate hearing the great guests that the producers of this program find, Leo Duran and Karen Prager and Carmen Jackson and Cheryl Gasser. We have heard just in the last week, you heard from the chair, the new director of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, as well as the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. You heard from Republican state lawmakers and Democratic state lawmakers. You did hear from just this week a Democratic U.S. Representative, Steve Kagan, spent an hour talking with you about the debate over the Iraq war funding and troop withdrawal. We have calls into and we continually try to get your Republican U.S. representatives to also join us. We really do put a lot of care and a lot of thought in this programming to hook you up with the your lawmakers and with the newsmakers of the day. How much is that worth to you? 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
1-800-383-9772, the number to call. We've heard from two members to Wisconsin Public Radio so far this hour. Thank you so very much. Now, how about you? 1-800-383-9772 takes just a few minutes. Let us know that you appreciate what we're doing here each weekday morning.
Well, thank you very much, Cheryl. I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. And we will welcome in our guest to talk about last night's first GOP presidential candidate debate. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 19 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday, May the 4th. I'm Joy Cardine. Happy to have you with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Well, did you catch the first GOP candidate presidential candidate debate last night? Or did you hear about it? We welcome your thoughts and reactions to what you heard or saw. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. They met for the first time at the Ronald Reagan Library. And we're going to talk with a guest who wrote an op-ed piece for the Chicago Tribune. Even the Gipper can't pull this one out, who says that even the legacy of Ronald Reagan isn't going to get the current crop of candidates, GOP candidates, out from underneath President Bush's shadow. Do you agree with that? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Let me welcome our guest. He is Robert Borisog, president of the Institute for America's Future. And again, his op-ed from the Chicago Tribune, even Gipper can't pull this one out. He joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you think? Did the Gipper pull it out or not?
No, I think they had a pretty bad night last night. First of all, just 10 white men in dark suits and bright ties was a pretty extraordinary sight, I thought. And the stuff they dealt was really not much hope for Americans. It was really much more of a continuation of the course we are on, more war in Iraq and elsewhere in the Middle East, and more of the same economic policies at home. So I don't think they offered voters much of a choice in terms of a different direction for the country.
They did, as you predicted, try to evoke the legacy of Ronald Reagan. They were asked it, too, though, with Chris Matthews, the moderator, asking, how do we get back to morning in America? And here I want you to listen to and react to our own former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson, who answered that question this way.
Where I think the Republican Party lost its way is we went to Washington to change Washington. Washington changed us. We forgot to be coming up with new ideas, big ideas like Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan had an optimism and a belief that America could be stronger and better tomorrow than it is today. And he instilled that and inculcated that in every American. That's what we have to do as a party again.
Do you think they can do that as a party again?
Well, if last night's debate's any example, they certainly didn't. I mean, we didn't hear a big idea other than war not just against Iraq but possibly against Iran. And at home, more of the same top-end tax cuts and more of the same cuts in everything from education to the environment to all of the domestic spending that necessarily has to be cut if you're doing the tax cuts and increasing the military budget.
Yeah. Tell us what you mean about possible war with Iran.
Well, one of the stunning parts of the debate last night was the emphasis on Iran as a clear and present danger that has already crossed the line, that ought to be taken on aggressively and immediately. A kind of why everyone talking, except Rudy Giuliani, interestingly enough, talking about using military force against Iran, that it's simply unacceptable for them to go forward. And it was interesting because a lot of this was done in invoking Reagan's memory about how strong he was. But what they missed was that what made Reagan popular in this country and in some ways more successful as a president was he was actually very cautious in the use of military force as opposed to its rhetoric. So when he put Marines into Lebanon and the terrorists blew up 240 of them, he got them out the next week. When Gorbachev came to him and wanted to negotiate on arms control in the beginning of the end of the Cold War, he spurned his neoconservative advisors who didn't want him to go into the negotiations, and he ignored the CIA, who thought it was a trick, and entered into negotiation with Gorbachev, and of course that gave him the legacy that Republicans now proudly claim. So it wasn't by using military force that Reagan demonstrated his prowess. It was by, in fact, negotiating and being restrained in the use of force.
Yeah, give us an example what you heard or saw of the candidates trying to distance themselves or separate themselves from President Bush.
Well, I think they, you know, Matthews asked them a question that invited each of them to do that. McCain said, of course, that the war was terribly mismanaged. I believe it was Thompson who said he would have fired Rehnquist much sooner, or it may have been the Virginia governor.
Mm-hmm.
A number of them talked about how spending got out of control. That was a particular theme of Reagan's. All of them, your former governor, et cetera, bragged about their use of the veto power in obvious sharp contrast with Bush, who has only issued two vetoes and never on a spending bill. And so I think they tried to distinguish themselves not so much in direction, but in terms of that they would manage the thing better.
Yeah, let me take a caller. Bob in Verona. Hi, Bob. You're on the air.
Good morning. I'm wondering if you've read John Dean's recent book about talking about authoritarian personality, and he says that anywhere from 27 to 30, 31% of the people fall in that category, and that they would follow someone like Bush or Hitler or people like that, regardless of what they did. And I see some of the candidates on the Republican side as sort of fitting that, especially old McCain. You know, he is so strong on continuing the war and building the military. What do you think about that? And is that, you know, could that be a threat? You know, that's a pretty big base of people to start with, and then if you can get others, I think that would be kind of scary.
Well, I haven't read the book, and I wouldn't necessarily attribute it to psychological factors. I do think, you know, the president's down to 30% in the popularity polls. There's 30% of the country that self-identifies as conservatives and overwhelmingly still support him and still support the war. So there's no question there's a faction in America that has stayed in that position despite the widespread sense across the country that what our eyes tell us, that the war is going badly and we have to find a different course. What was interesting to me last night about the Republican candidates is I would have thought that at least one of them or two of them would have sought to distinguish themselves from this disastrous war and laid out a different course. And what was so striking was not only did they almost all of them recommit themselves to sustaining the war indefinitely, but they then added Iran to the table as something that we ought to be thinking about in military terms. And so for Americans who are looking for a very different course in a way out of the occupation of Iraq, they sure didn't see it last night.
Let's listen to Rudy Giuliani talking about Reagan and America.
What we can borrow from Ronald Reagan, since we are in his library, is that great sense of optimism that he had. He led by building on the strengths of America, not running America down. And we're a country that people love to come to. They want to come to this country. We're the shining city on the hill. So we should solve our immigration issue, including illegal immigration, from our strengths, not our weaknesses. We're a country that has the greatest healthcare system in the world. It's flawed. It needs to be fixed. But we should fix it from our strengths. We shouldn't turn it into socialized medicine. Those are the things that Ronald Reagan taught us. You lead from optimism.
Yeah. What about those examples that Rudy Giuliani brought up?
Well, there's no question that Reagan was popular in part because he was so optimistic and he had such a sense of the potential of America. But the notion that we have the greatest health care system in the world when we are spending more of our economy on health care than any other country, we have 42, 43 million people without health insurance at all, and we have a working and middle class that finds health insurance more and more unaffordable, is just preposterous. And it's, he then admitted, Giuliani, that it was flawed and needed to be fixed, but you can't start to fix a system that is broken like this one unless you admit that we've got a real transformation that has to take place.
We're going to check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll continue talking with our guest, Robert Borisage, who is president of the Institute for America's Future. He wrote a recent op-ed for the Chicago Tribune saying even the Gipper can't pull this one out, talking about how the GOP presidential candidates were not going to be able to ditch the legacy of George W. Bush by invoking the legacy of Ronald Reagan. And we'll continue talking with him after the news. And here's a reminder, we are looking for your contributions to Wisconsin Public Radio at 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Happy to have you with us on this Friday, May the 4th. It's 7:36. We're talking about last night's Republican candidate presidential debate, the first one among the GOP candidates. And we're talking with a guest who wrote an op-ed that appeared in the Chicago Tribune saying, even the Gipper can't pull this one out. As he wrote, as Republican contenders for the presidential nomination gather for their first debate Thursday night at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum, they are caught between a rock and a hard place. The vast majority of Americans have given up on George Bush, the sitting conservative president, but the diehards who still support him are loyal Republican primary voters that no Republican candidate can afford to offend. How can the contenders distance themselves from Bush's failures without alienating their own base? Expect them to invoke the conservative icon Ronald Reagan early and often. They'll call for a return to the faith, pledge to follow in the footsteps of the Gipper and mourning in America. Well, that did happen, according to our guest, but he says even the Gipper can't save them. We welcome your thoughts and questions at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890. Robert Borisage is the president of the Institute for America's Future. That op-ed piece was entitled, Even the Gipper Can't Pull This One Out. And Mr. Borisage, I understand you sponsored a conference in Washington, D.C. on the failure of conservatism, and you had Bill Kristol of the Weekly Standard and Bob Kuttner of the American Prospect debating this?
Right, did a conference which really probed what I think the country has to face, which is, you know, over the last 6 years, conservatives really largely had their way with them in control of both the Congress and the White House. And every one of the Bush failures, from Iraq to Enron to Katrina to the attempt to privatize Social Security to the growing inequality and declining fortunes of America's working and middle-class people, all of those can be traced back directly to the conservative ideas and the conservative ideologues and think tanks that championed them. And we believe that it's time, you know, for an accounting, for a reckoning, that conservatives have to take a good look at this record and decide which parts of it they're going to disavow or which parts of it they're going to try to defend. In the debate, interestingly, Bill Kristol defended it all. He described Bush's economy as an immensely successful economy with growth and high profits and rising salaries, at least for executives. And he described the war in Iraq as the right enterprise. Might have been done a little better, but had to be continued, and was happy to stand with the president. So it was interesting to see what happened last night. And in a sense, most of the candidates last night struck me as in that same tradition. They continued to embrace the war in Iraq, and in fact went further as they sort of aimed at Iran as the next target. And then they seemed to be all in the same tradition of Bush on economic policy, without much critique of what the president had done. So I think we're going to see a big choice this fall, because there isn't a Democratic candidate, no matter who wins the nomination, who won't be dissenting from both of those propositions.
Back to the phones. Tim in Appleton. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. I agree that this was not much of a debate. It was more like a seance trying to resurrect Ronald Reagan, and all that was missing was for Chris Matthews to be wearing a Swami hat and have a crystal ball in front of him. Now, my greatest fear is that we end up with a complete control of the Democratic presidency and the Congress, and we have 6 more years of absolutely no oversight, just like we have had under President Bush.
Yeah. Robert Brissage?
Well, the history of Democrats when they've controlled the Congress and the White House in the early years of Clinton is that the Congress tends to be, Democrats tend to be pretty independent, and they did a pretty good job of investigating Clinton even when they were in control of the Congress. So I'm not sure that's much of a threat given the kind of bulls of the Democratic Party. But I think the real question for the country isn't to root for gridlock. The real question for the country is we desperately need a change in direction, and what's the leadership in Washington that will get something done to make this, put this country back on track?
Yeah. I want to have you talk a little bit about the last line in your op-ed piece. Republicans are going to need someone with Reagan's ability to peddle the unpalatable. No wonder a yet undeclared TV actor, former Senator Fred Thompson, is emerging as their new best hope.
Yeah, Thompson hasn't announced, but he's already, I think, third in their polling. Mm-hmm. He, you know, plays the president in the movies, and so he's like from central casting. He hasn't been in Washington over the last 6 years, so he's got he's pretty free from the Bush debacles, and so you can imagine why he would be an attractive person for the Republicans to take a good look at as a possible rerun of Ronald Reagan, a Ronald Reagan type candidate. And they're going to need something like that, because if you're in fact going to stay committed to our course in Iraq and our economic course at home, you're going to look at two-thirds of the American people who think you just don't get it.
Yeah. Willie in Madison. Hi, you're on the air.
Well, I think Mr. Borisach is wrong. I think they have a great chance to win. They've been working very hard in the last 6 years, disenfranchising black people, other minority people, poor people with some of these voter ID requirements. And don't forget how Ronald Reagan won in 1980 by cutting a treasonous deal with the Iranians to hold the hostages. The Republicans are capable of all this kind of skullduggery and treason like they've been doing the last 6 years. They will win for sure in 2008. Democracy is finished in America. It's not our country. It belongs to the owners.
Are you that pessimistic, Robert?
No, I do think Republicans are quite skilled at skullduggery, and there's no question that the conservative machinery is alive, strong, well-funded, and in motion. I mean, part of this attorney, the U.S. attorney scandal, was certainly them trying to weed out U.S. attorneys that wouldn't go along with pretty fraudulent efforts to intervene in the elections by either purging the voter rolls or charging Democrats with different kinds of fraud in order to muddy the question of corruption in the elections in 06. But so I'm sure they're willing to do and able to do many dirty tricks, but I think we're at a different stage. I think the country in you know, large portions of the country now have really decided they've given up hope on Bush. They're looking for a new direction abroad. They want a way out of the occupation in Iraq. They want a different kind of economic policy that's focused on helping the vast majority of Americans, not simply enriching the few. And they're going to be looking for candidates that are laying out a different direction. So I think I'm very hopeful about 06. I think you could imagine a Republican candidate like a Fred Thompson coming out of nowhere with a Reagan-esque optimism and charting a different course, you know, descending from Bush's war in Iraq and descending from the economic policies he's followed and having an attraction. But I don't think any of them are prepared to do that at this point, and if they're not prepared to do it, they're going to have a real uphill battle in 08.
Well, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us.
Sure, my pleasure.
Robert Borisaj, president of the Institute for America's Future, he wrote a recent op-ed for the Chicago Tribune. Even Gipper can't pull this one out. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 14 minutes before 8 o'clock. Stay with us. Coming up after 8, it's our Friday Week in Review. We'll look at the top stories politically this week, from the vetoed Iraq War funding bill to immigration protests across the country and whatever else is on your mind. We'll welcome in two guests from different perspectives to talk with you about the news of the week coming up in our Week in Review. Cheryl Gasser, the Assistant Director of Talk Programming at Wisconsin Public Radio, joins me. Hello again, Cheryl.
Hello, Joy.
We have raised $1,190 toward a $2,000 goal, so a little more than halfway there. Thank you, thank you, thank you if you've already called in your pledge, but there is certainly time for you and a need for you to call in your pledge.
1-800-383-9772. Your call takes just 3 or 4 minutes. You let the volunteer know who you are, how much you'd like to contribute, how you want to pay for it, and you'll be done. And you'll be a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. We need member support. Member support, listener support is over 30% of our budget. We simply could not do what we do without your support. It would not be the same type of program. It would not be the same type of station without you. Joy gives you a chance each weekday morning to talk with lawmakers, experts, and authors on a variety of issues. We're asking you now to put an amount on the value that Wisconsin Public Radio has in your life, how much you learn, how much you are entertained, informed, keeping up on the news of the day, and having fun along the way. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
We talk lots about current issues and a lot about politics, and I'm sure we'll be talking a lot more about politics in the days and weeks to come. It may seem early for the presidential race, but it's really not. It's the first time that we have not had an existing vice president or an incumbent running for president. So the field is wide open. And yes, this particular race for president started a lot earlier than we're used to. But there are a lot of candidates to sort through here, and we'll help you do it throughout the next several weeks and months. The primary is still a ways away, but next February is going to be here before you know it. And you have a source for campaign news and for the position on the candidates. We have invited and have heard from some of the presidential candidates already. We'll continue to do that and be your source for information on these important decisions in your life. 1-800-383-9772. In order for you to help pay for this kind of programming, 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Take a look at your budget and think about how much you use the service. Do you listen to Joy every morning? Do you listen throughout the day, maybe to BBC overnight and to the programs on the weekends for some entertainment and some lighter fare? What is Wisconsin Public Radio worth to you? $10 a month, $20 a month, whatever the level. There's no minimum, there's no maximum. Be as generous as you can. The important thing is that you become a member and do it now, because as soon as we reach our overall goal this drive, the drive will end. And it could, you know, it could drive, it could go until Wednesday when it will end one way or the other. But if we can make that goal, we can make that goal as soon as possible. It could, you know, it could end in a matter of days with your support. So don't procrastinate. Don't put off the call. Make it now. 800-383-9772.
Yeah, we have $810 to go to reach our goal for this hour and about 10 minutes to do that. It's certainly a doable goal, but not if you don't go to the phone and do your part. I would like to even exceed that goal, Cheryl, if we can, so we can make up for not quite making the goal in the first hour this morning. It's very important to make these hourly goals so we stay on track and end this pledge drive as soon as we reach the overall goal of $275,000. So do your part. Help pay for Wisconsin Public Radio programming that you value and that you think is valuable for the entire state of Wisconsin. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Wisconsin Public Radio is such a unique service. You're simply not going to find this kind of network, this kind of station, this kind of talk programming on the level that we are able to do it here in Wisconsin anywhere else in the nation. It costs money to put on the air. Joy does an amazing job hosting each morning. Leo and Karen and Carmen do a great job booking the best possible guests they can get for you. The guests volunteer their time, you know, hour after hour. They are giving of their time to talk with you, and they tell us time and time again what amazing callers we have, and we absolutely do. Some of the smartest callers, the best questions they've heard on any of the talk programs that they've participated in. And it's here for you 24 hours a day. What is it worth to you? Put a number on it. Go to the phone. Make your pledge of support. 800-383-9772.
Okay, so far $1,340 raised toward that $2,000 goal. Thanks very much. And at least unofficial returns here show that six of the people who have called in so far this hour are brand new members to Wisconsin
Yay.
Public Radio. And that's great. We certainly welcome renewing members to call in as well, and we're grateful for your ongoing support of Wisconsin Public Radio if you are currently a member. But it's just wonderful to hear from new members too, because it means somebody for the first time decided, I'm going to take that step. I'm going to go beyond being a listener or just a listener. We love you as a listener too, mm-hmm. but you're going to go beyond being a listener to become a listener supporter, that you have taken that step to help pay for this service and become a member of the Wisconsin Public Radio Association. We welcome you too at 1-800-383-9777. Or you can pledge online, WPR.org.
We come to you just a few times a year with these membership drives, and we do it this way because it's simply the most effective way to raise money for Wisconsin Public Radio. You listen to the program, you love it. We need your support. Call in now with your donation, 1-800-383-9772. Joy gives you a voice every weekday morning, a chance to talk with guests and listeners around the state to have your voice heard. And we're asking to hear your voice now with your pledge of support, 1-800-383-9772.
We did hear from Bernadine in New Lisbon, who wanted to call in, I think, to give us a little bit of encouragement, Cheryl. She says, we, I assume her husband and her, are already members, and we also emailed a pledge previously for this campaign as a part of the sweepstakes. Our only source of good news as well as entertainment comes from Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you. We love all of your programs, especially the programs in the morning. Thank you, Bernadine, very much for calling in to let us know that you're listening. You're already a member, apparently already. Donated via the sweepstakes and wasn't calling in a pledge this time, but we hope you will do that as well. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
And she's right. We hear that from so many listeners during open lines, just in passing, that Wisconsin Public Radio is their primary source for news and information. Think about everything that you've learned on Joy's show over the months and years that you've been listening. Think about everything you learn on a daily basis from news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, from Joy's guests, from the callers who participate in the show. What is that worth to you? 1-800-383-9772. Our goal this hour, $2,000. We want to meet and exceed that goal. We still have $610 to raise at least, and only 5 minutes in which to do it. You can pledge online at WPR.org. It's safe and secure, quick and easy, as well as a phone call to 1-800-383-9772.
Still $610 to go to reach that $2,000 goal for this hour, and under 5 minutes in which to do so. And I was really hoping we could exceed that $2,000 goal. So there is time for you. There is a line for you, but we hope that you have made up your mind that you are going to take the plunge. You are going to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, that you get it. You understand that Wisconsin Public Radio depends on listener contributions to pay the bill. 31% of our budget comes from listener contributions. Your contribution will help pay for all of the expenses that it takes to bring you the programs that you listen to. 1-800-383-9772. Keep us on track on this pledge drive. Show your support for the programs that you're listening to right now.
If you appreciate, because you appreciate, hearing from names like Charlie Rangel and Tom DeLay, Bill Bradley, Greg Palast, the list goes on and on. A chance to talk with your lawmakers, your Congress members. What is that worth to you?
And that was
you?
Just in the last 2 weeks.
Exactly, yeah. Joy, 15 hours a week. Joy brings you 15 solid, amazing hours with wonderful guests and a variety of topics. Coming up in just a few minutes, it's the Week in Review, one of our most popular hours of the week. Get your pledge in now. Again, it goes for the entire programming on the station, not just for Joy's show, but we want to hear from you during this program. It's a bit of a pat on the back to hear from you during these pledge drives, during Joy's hours. 1-800-383-9772. Just a little over $300 to go, but again, let's meet and exceed that goal during this hour.
We are chipping away at that overall goal for the drive. It started at $275,000, which sounds like a lot of money, but we are a statewide service. We have stations all over the state of Wisconsin. There is another service, the NPR News and Classical Music Service. So it's all a big team effort, and listeners all over the state are chipping in, and we can reach that $275,000 in no time, but in even less time if you call in your pledge right now. We have crossed that 200,000 milestone, Cheryl, that I mentioned earlier, hoping that we would, before the end of the morning, have less than 200,000 to raise, and that's
great.
The case. 197,500 to go. But again, it'll be chipped away in no time with your help. 1-800-383-9772.
We won't be back to ask for your support again until October. So think about this. You know, it'll be getting cold by then. We'll be thinking about snow and fall. And so after this pledge drive is over, it is going to be hour-long conversations, in-depth discussions, pledge free, and that is why we're asking for your support now. Our last drive before the end of our fiscal year in June, on June 30th, we want to end the year in the black, and we can do that with your support. 1-800-383-9772.
Just a minute or so to go for us to ask for your support, and that's about as long as it's going to take you to make that telephone call. A volunteer will walk you through the process, just ask you a few different questions on, you know, what's your name, what's your address, how much do you want to pledge, what are you listening to, and how do you want to pay for your pledge? Do you want to put it on a MasterCard or a credit card, or would you like us to send a bill in the mail? It's a quick process, it's easy, and it really does feel good to become a part of something that you believe in. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. You decide how much to contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio. We won't tell you.
Your call will make a difference. Your pledge makes a difference. Every call is important. Every web pledge is important. We make the overall goal phone call by phone call, pledge by pledge. 1-800-383-9772. Keep calling through the news. We can make that goal with your call.
And again, any amount is appreciated and needed. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Thanks to Cheryl Gasser. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.